Welcome to my Ampex 601 mini mod demonstration. The guitar you're listening to is a Schecter C1 Elite, recorded through the 6F5 tube, the instrument input. These tracks have not been compressed, or noise reduced, or processed in any way, except for the vanity of some reverb. Recorded in overdrive mode with very moderate settings. And give it a little meat. A little more. Switch over to bass guitar for a few bars. Okay, here we have the dynamic microphone coming through the cathode follower output, and I've got the master volume on the faceplate turned down fairly low and driving the preamp channel pretty hard, and so there's quite a bit of coloration here. And what I'm going to do is as I'm talking, I'm going to roll off the mic level on the preamp and raise the level of the master level control on the faceplate. Okay, before I do that, I'm going to go ahead and turn this down even farther and just really get pretty extreme with pushing these tubes. Hang on a second. Here we go. Okay, now this is, man, that's really pretty wide open. As you can hear, it's overdriving pretty heavily. I would call that significant color. Now I'm going to pull down on the mic level control and raise the master level control as I'm talking. So you can kind of hear the range of sounds as it changes and goes through. I'm trying to keep the volume fairly consistent so that you have a good comparison. Okay, here we are at a level where the microphone level control on the faceplate is at about 60%, and the mic input level control on the preamp is at around 3. This is the 15095 output. Now here we are in the middle position, both outputs, and the cathode follower. Okay, that's a fairly clean level there. That's the master level at around 60%, and the microphone level at around 3. Okay,